The stench of death was in the air. Captain Edward Stalker walked through what remained of the city block and shuddered inwardly. It wasn't a pretty sight. Human bodies lay everywhere, some broken and torn, others surprisingly intact, surrounded by the blackened ruins of what had once been their home. 4 days ago, the city block had played host to 4,000 middle-class men and women, bureaucrats who had worked to keep the empire running. They'd lived and worked and played within the confines of their block. Their children had grown up, formed relationships with other children, and started families of their own. It might not have been a perfect life, but it had been a life. They'd been happy. And then the Nihilists had arrived. They'd taken over the block and prevented anyone from leaving, taking everyone in the block hostage against the inevitable response by the civil guard. The guard had failed to dislodge the Nihilists from their positions, and in desperation had screamed for the Marines. The Marines had gone into the block and liberated it at a cost. Over 3,000 hostages and 31 Marines lay dead in the rubble. The Nihilists had never intended to bargain with their lives or seek a political advantage. The Nihilists had simply intended to blacken the Empire's eye by slaughtering its civilians. They'd somehow shipped in enough weapons and explosives to blast the entire block to dust. It had been sheer luck that they'd failed to blow the complex when the Marines went in. Edward knew better than to rely on luck. Marines made their own luck. He ground his teeth together as he looked towards a billowing cloud of smoke in the distance, towards the other end of the complex. The civil guard had sworn blind that there were only 100 Nihilists within the complex, more than enough to control a city block full of unarmed sheep, but they'd been wrong. There had been over 400 Nihilists within the block, and over half of them had attempted a breakout when the Marines went in. They'd hit the civil guard and smashed right through them, vanishing into the undercity before the Marines could get into position to block their escape. Retreating under fire was uncharacteristic for the Nihilists. Normally, they fought and died in place, turning their deaths into a political statement. But Edward had to admit that it had worked out for them. Their propaganda machine was already gloating over how they'd escaped the Marines. The hundreds of media reporters now swarming through the remains of the block, after paying a bribe to the civil guard superintendent, wouldn't hesitate to take their propaganda and run it as fact. The Empire would be demoralized, exactly as the Nihilists had intended. "Captain," Command Sergeant Gwendolyn Patterson said as Edward entered the small gym. It, like the other rooms in the complex, had been blackened by fire, but the material used to build it could have stood up to a small nuke. The Marines had taken it over and turned it into a prisoner holding facility. "We have 17 prisoners here and 9 others who have been transferred to the Appleton Hospital." Edward nodded, taking in the sight in front of him. The Nihilists didn't look so threatening now. Stripped of their weapons and combat armor, lying on the hard floor with their hands secured behind their backs, they looked terrified, as if they expected the Marines to start torturing them at any moment. They weren't hardcore Nihilists, Edward knew. Hardcore Nihilists would never have been taken alive. They were just young men and women who had been seduced by the Nihilists and recruited into terrorist cells just for something to do. They might not even have realized that their new masters considered them expendable. It wouldn't matter in the end. They'd be walked in front of a judge once their brains had been drained dry of everything they knew and either executed or exiled to one of the frontier worlds as indentured labor. It was one way out of the stifling boredom of the middle city. "Good," he said tiredly. Gwen was short and surprisingly feminine. No one would have taken her for a Marine on first glance, even though she could outfight almost anyone else within the company. Rumor had it that Gwen had a habit of cruising the bars in the Undercity and beating up rapists, although Edward had carefully refrained from looking into the rumors. He might have had to take official notice of her activities. "The Civil Guard beat up on a couple of them and raped a third," Gwen added, her face twisting into an expression of distaste. Marines were supposed to be perfectly controlled at all times. The Civil Guard was really a glorified police force. They carried weapons and acted like a military service, and they were hardly up to Marine standards. "They now want the remaining prisoners turned over to their custody." Edward scowled, staring down at the prisoners. There was a little hope of punishing the Civil Guard for their activities. Their supervisors would hand out meaningless punishments if they bothered to take notice at all. After all, they'd say, it had only been Nihilists who had suffered. Edward, who'd grown up on Earth, knew just how deeply the Civil Guard were hated by the local population, but their opinions didn't matter. He looked towards the towering spires of Imperial City and the Grand Senate. Only their opinions mattered in the Empire. "Tell them that we're taking them in for interrogation first," he said sourly. The nasty part of his mind kept asking why he bothered, but he pushed it aside. "How's Joe?"
"Survived again," Gwen said with a wink.
Joe Buckley was one of the enlisted men, with a remarkable talent for getting into situations where he should have died and walking out of them unscathed. This time, a group of nihilists had jumped him in his platoon as they advanced, blowing the floor and sending both groups plummeting down to the basement.
"He was a bit stunned afterwards, but refused to allow me to send him back to the barracks."
Her face darkened. "We lost Lucy, though," she added. "The internal damage was too much for her, and she died on the way to the medical center." Edward nodded, refusing to let his feelings show. Lucy had been a newcomer to the company, but she'd fitted in well and become popular with her comrades. He remembered a bright young girl with a promising career ahead of her, now cut short by the nihilists and their absurd death wish. She had been a Marine in the truest sense of the word, laying down her life to protect others. She had died under his command. Lucy was hardly the first trooper he'd lost, but it always hurt, like a knife in the gut.